Purdue has a 9.8 on the Boiled Sports Composite Index, and Matt Painter may have stolen a little bit of thunder on senior night. Let's talk about it. Today's QuickCast is brought to you by Martin Vintage. MartinVintage.com, where if you enter BOILED at checkout, you'll get 20% off. Mom, thanks for watching. First off, the Boiled Sports Composite Index is a composite of five different polls. It used to be the RPI, which was the NCAA Tournament Committee's kind of guiding light, the Sagarin, the KenPom, the AP, and the coaches' polls. Now it's the NET, the Sagarin, the KenPom, the AP, and the coaches' poll. Take all those scores and average them out, and Purdue gets a 9.8. The cluster of where Purdue is ranked, I've been saying this for a couple weeks on Twitter, has been awfully tight. Right now it's between 9 and 11. It's pretty darn cool to see computers and humans alike think of Purdue very similarly. They're really close to the top 10 or they're in the top 10. As you know, Purdue is a full game ahead in the Big Ten regular season conference race right now. And they have two games left versus teams that aren't in contention for the title. They're in a fantastic position to win an outright Big Ten title for the first time in a bit. And senior day was a fun one for all you guys who were at Mackey, and you got to see our Boilers play just simply dominant basketball. I thought Ohio State would take a little bit of the fight to Purdue, at least for a half, and then Mackey Arena would do what Mackey Arena does, which is just kind of crush the opponent under the pressure. But it didn't go that way. Carson Edwards got hot, and then everybody fed off that heat. Carson Edwards got in a rhythm, and then the rest of the team got in the rhythm as well. And that was great to see. I've been saying for a couple weeks that water finds its level, and Purdue kind of got back to its level all at once. It was a fun game to watch. It was an astounding game to watch a little bit. One player on Ohio State being suspended doesn't make that much of a difference. If he would have been there, I still think Purdue would have won by 15 to 20 points. They're just that good. Purdue's identity is clear, that they can score on teams. They make teams uncomfortable with defense, and they're pretty well-rounded. They can do a lot inside and outside. An interesting development to me, maybe the most interesting, is the fact that Boudreaux had a significant role. Maybe that's because Purdue is just dominating, but also it seems that Travion Williams is not playing at the level he was just a bit ago. And so there's some flux happening, right? There's some changes that are potential on the horizon for this team as they go down the final stretch here. Purdue has a road game versus Minnesota, which will prove to be somewhat tough, and then another road game versus Northwestern. That Northwestern game, if you listen to Handsome Hour, is something that Jay and I have been concerned about since before Purdue was even a contender in the Big Ten race. Way back in January, we thought, this one seems like a trap. It doesn't matter what Purdue's potential for the NCAA tournament is. Just playing Northwestern, who has a lot more to gain than Purdue generally at that time of the year, looked like a scary prospect. And at that point, it looked like Northwestern wasn't going to be a tournament team. Now it assuredly looks like Northwestern's not going to be a tournament team. Minnesota is playing for seed. So that game has a lot of worry for me, especially if you're a Purdue historian. You probably know what I do, which the bad juju that is in the barn at Minnesota is something that might get your attention. Well, I talked a little bit about senior night and Matt Painter, and Doyle wrote an article in the Indy Star about it today, how Painter's comments about getting rid of the IU sucks chant were noteworthy. And I agree that those comments are noteworthy. The thing that I see as noteworthy, though, and I talked on Twitter about this, is that I think Painter took away some of the fire that was really should have been for the seniors. That the positive feelings for Klein and Eifert specifically seem to get drawn away a bit. Regardless of where you stand on this argument, I think it was poorly timed. The comments were poorly timed, and I wish Painter would not have done that. If you watch the video, and I've got some of it playing behind me, if you watch the video of Painter's comments, you can see the paint crew react, which is pretty funny. They just kind of sink. They're looking around like, what the heck? Because I don't think they saw it coming either. It felt a little bit like a second grade teacher admonishing the class, right? Like saying, you guys aren't supposed to do this. That's it. I've already talked about this. The thing that I think we all know about college students is they kind of do what they their own thing. And I've said for a long time, there's a disagreement among Boiled Sports writers and the contributors here at the site. I don't mind the students doing it. I don't ever do the chant, but I love the fact that chant kind of reignited the flames of the rivalry when the rivalry has not been up to snuff, in my opinion. The reason the rivalry hasn't been up to snuff is because neither team has been really good during the last 10, 15 years at the same time. I mean, you had a slight overlap when IU was still had Crean, and it looked like they might be good again after they lost their fantastic class that led them to a Sweet 16, and as Purdue was rising. But really, these two teams have been always on different pages, and generally Purdue has been better during that period. So I have no problem with something that makes the rivalry a little hotter. And I have a real hard time with the moral equivalency of an individual, a player, a 20-year-old kid, having curse words hurled at him specifically. I don't think there's anything equivalent about IU sucks in that. The culture has changed the word sucks. I am somebody who doesn't use the word sucks in my common life very often. I've talked to Jay about this, that I used to only say stinks, and he always make fun of me when I'd say something stinks. He's like, that sounds like something an old man would say or something like that. Because I remember when sucks meant something different than it does now. It's not the same as it used to be, but the F-bomb still has a lot of strength to it, a lot of power to it. And calling out a player using that word does matter. Words do matter. And that's my problem with Painter choosing now as the time to make this his cause. I think it's ill-guided. I think the timing's poor. And we can disagree on whether or not it should go away. IU's created a narrative. Their fans have created a narrative that they say, oh yeah, you're still little brother. Okay, Purdue is dominating them in football and basketball. They are dominating them. So that's an easy thing to say, to try to grasp onto something for an IU fan. And then Purdue fans have reacted by saying, oh, we better listen to them. And I think that is stupid. To listen to your opponent, to listen to your rival, which they aren't on the field to play right now in basketball or football, is not the right guidance. But that's all. That's all I had to say about that. I wish the comments would have been another time. That's all. Purdue now, if they handle their business, this is quite simple. Handle their business, they're Big Ten champs. They win one of two. They're Big Ten champs, at least part of it. And I believe Michigan or Michigan State is obviously going to lose one more because they play head-to-head. I believe Michigan's going to beat Michigan State. I just kind of feel that way. I think Beilein's too good of a coach right now, and he'll have them motivated. Michigan has looked quite good the last couple games. The great thing right now is that Purdue is really in the catbird seat. The question is, can they play their best basketball in March? We haven't seen it for a long, long time. Purdue to peak in March. And I think there's a possibility that if that happens, Purdue could finally break through that Sweet 16 ceiling that's been there for quite a bit. Thanks for tuning in today. Have a great day, and God bless you.
BS all the time.